Hello?
Hi, this is Rebecca with XPO. I'm returning a callback request.
Yes, hey Rebecca, this is Kyle. Got an
Yes.
order number for you.
Okay, Kyle, what's that order number?
0710, A is in Adam, F is in Frank, 04.
Okay, just a moment. Okay. So that is pulling up an invoice order. Okay, I see a service call here was created.
Yes.
Okay. That's going to be
No.
0712 B as in Bravo 8EA.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. I looked at the reference number instead of the
No
Evo number.
worries.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so it says rep called to advise the dryer install is incorrect. The vent is not positioned correctly and the lint is blowing behind the unit. I advise rep the service call was already created and is scheduled for today, 12 to 2. So where are we at now?
So I did the I kind of fixed the vent thing as best as I could, but in order to which the customer is happy with that solution, but I also and I got the approval from James Grant, which is the area manager for XPO. I reversed the door. He told me go ahead and reverse the door. He'll take care of the paperwork and call it in to you guys.
Okay, give me just a moment. Let me get that skew for the door reversal. Excuse me. Oh no, it's not listed on the SKU list. Let's see if they have it on the new SKUs. Bear with me just a second. Huh. All right. Well, I can get the order notated. So it's something that James Grant is going to pay for, or is it something that we need to have the DoD pay for, that door reversal?
I don't know. I texted him. I called him. He was on a, I guess, a Zoom meeting or whatever. He texted me back, and I texted him the situation, and he told me, go ahead. He would take care of it, but make sure I called it in.
Okay. Okay, so what I'll do is get this emailed over so that corporate can take care of it because we don't have a SKU or cost for the reversal here. So I'm assuming
Really?
that's information that they'll have. Yeah, it's not on the retail pricing list and it's not on
No,
the
they
new
used to have it.
SKUs.
I've been doing this a
Yeah.
long time. They used to have it.
Right. And I think what's happening is they're actually putting it into the scope of work on some of these installs. So the
No.
additional install line is being
No.
phased out. But I'll get that over to James Grant himself as well as the North Regional Distro.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
I thank you for speaking with me here at XPO. I can let you know that if I do need a DoD approval and all that, I will follow up on that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You take care. Thanks for speaking with me here at XPO.
Okay. Bye. So you're all set, sir.
Thank you very
She's
much.
going to take care of it.
God bless you.
All right. No
Don't you I tell them this, but still, you don't have to be pushing all back. It's fine. I'll
Right,
especially
but
with
because
this
now
thing
you
here.
get right out of the washing
But
machine into the
I got
dryer.
just a little more space in
Yeah,
here.
and you ain't got that wall to, to hamper you. So it definitely makes more sense.
Yeah, I can buy something, some kind of plastic to put in here,
Yeah,
especially this.
so it doesn't hit.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy something.
Or maybe even pushing it over a little bit this way, so it might not go any far,
Yeah,
that way it might not hit.
I'm just scared when the damage is that work, no?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think you will.
Let's see,